This is happiness, to be everything at once. Be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.
Hey everyone, welcome back to a brand new episode of Mood Prep. My name is Dave Nixon, and today we're going to delve into a little bit about our own identification, and I suppose if you want to call it somewhat of your psyche. But effectively, I want to take a really simple concept that we often get wrong, and when I say wrong, I do mean wrong, because you know we will frame ourselves as one thing, but we can't be one thing. Right. What I mean by that, it's like I am a powerlifter. I'm going to go with that. I've had this conversation with two really high-performing powerlifters this weekend. And it's like, I'm a powerlifter. It's like, no, you do powerlifting. You aren't a powerlifter. That's the whole, like, because what happens when you take that away? Well, when you take it away, they now go, who the fuck am I? This happens to a lot of athletes. It happens to a lot of CEOs. It happens to a lot of people that really, really sort of make their whole identity of being around a position or something that's actually outside of them, right? This delves into a little bit deeper around, you know, our enemies and, you know, dragons, demons, whatever you want to call it. I'm going to talk about enemies anyway, but saying that you are a powerlifter is like saying that your car is air conditioning. It's like, no, your car is a car that has air conditioning. You are a human being that does powerlifting. You are not a power lifter. That's something that you do. And this is a really important distinction, because this distinction allows us to not be stuck in one frame and then continually keep doing things that we don't want to do. And that's something that happens way too often, because that's, I mean, fucking mothers will do it. Mothers will go, well, if my kids leave, then who am I? Like, I'm not a mother anymore. I've lost that identity. Who am I? They won't say that. What they'll do, though, is that they make their kids dependent upon them. And that's really unhealthy. And they don't even know they're doing it, but they just don't want to lose them, because if they lose the kids, they'll lose their identity. And then who the fuck are they? Now, I'm not saying that's only just for mothers, but that's the example I want to give. So here's the thing, right? All the, I explained the shadow to a friend of mine today, and I was like, put it this way, your shadow is the dark parts of your personality that you may not like, but you see in others, right? Easier than you see it in yourself. And it's because, well, one of the examples you can look at is that if we look at the light, if you think of the light being the good things, if we look at the light, the shadow is behind us. It's like, I'm not going to pay attention to that. And that's where it gets very, very dangerous. We have to learn to integrate it. And this is the whole idea that the enemy is within you, but it is not you. The things that you are fighting may be within you, but they are not who you are. It's the same as, like, you are both the problem and the solution, right? But you are not the problem, and you are not only the solution. You are both. It's like you actually aren't all good, right? Let's talk about all light. You're not this all light good being. You actually have these things within you that are actually not good, if you put it in that sort of framework. There's nothing, put it this way, let me peel that apart a little bit. There's nothing in us that's good nor bad. It's just what we call good or bad. So you call it light and dark. Now, the light things are what we portray and the goodness that we portray. But if we don't look at the darker parts of our personality, the things about ourselves that we maybe don't like too much, how we think or whatever, we push it away. And whatever you ignore gets stronger, and it'll find a way to show up in different ways, ways that you don't even know nor like. And that's what you have to be very, very careful of. Because whatever you ignore gets stronger, but whatever you face gets weaker, right? It's the whole dragon thing, and that's slay your dragon, 100%. The reason why I'm saying that you are not these things is that you are actually the thing that observes all of this, right? Think of it as in your mind, that when you're thinking, notice that there's a voice, and there's the thing that actually observes the voice. Right, there's like two things going on, and you're the thing that observes that. This is quite probably, I hope I haven't lost you at all. It's really fascinating, because from that space, what we enable ourselves to do is to step back and observe everything as it is, rather than how we think it should be, right? Rather than putting biases on it, because we're meant to be good. We're not meant to be good. we're meant to be ourselves, and we have to do a lot of work to get rid of all the junk away from who we are meant to be, inverted commas, and just allow ourselves to be. If we don't like something, when we are allowed to say we don't like something, but here's the thing. You have to go in and figure out why you don't like that, because maybe it's something to do with your personality and not theirs. We get to choose our actions, but we do not get to choose the consequences to those actions. That's really important. And above all, I'm going to leave it with this. Every single word has a definition, but every single word has different meanings, right, to different people. And the reason why I say that is because it's so crucial to be like, you said this. It's like, that's not what I meant. It's like, that's what you said. It's like, well, the definitions of those words, I can see how you interpret it that way. But that's not what I am saying. What I'm saying is this, and the reason why this is so crucial is because of not just everything that I say, but everything that you say and everything that the next person says, we actually have no idea what that person really means without really inquiring into them and going, hey, look, just you said this. I'm just want to really understand and gauge exactly what it was that you meant in that. Can you explain it further? Rather than assuming that when I say happy and you get the understanding of what happiness is to you, that's the different feeling for me. How can it be the same feeling? It might be similar. Right, but it can't go. Every single human being, when they know the word happy, has the exact same feeling. It's irrelevant. It can't happen. It's the same as, think of it like this. The word dad has a definition, right? But you go in front of 100 school students that are like 8, and you say dad, it has a meaning. It's different for every single person in that room. Now think about that. Every single word has that power. And understand that you have the ability, you're the meaning maker to the things that happen in your life. So don't think of your dark and light as good and bad, because whatever you ignore gets stronger. Don't feed it that, right? Face it, integrate it, turn around and look at your shadow. Otherwise, team, that's my little rant. I've had a big weekend. We had a seminar here at the gym this weekend with Strong Fit Crew, which is someone that I, Julian and Richard, their names are, out from the States. Julian's actually French, but which was a really fascinating weekend. A lot of crazy and awesome content. I got them both on the podcast. They're going to be longer podcasts that I'll share throughout the week, and I hope you enjoy them as well. Otherwise, that is me for today. There's a little bit of a rant. My mind's like scattered after the whole two seminars, but that's it. Until tomorrow. Thank you all that have contacted me, actually. I forget to say this every time, but thank you everyone that contacted me and said that you've been listening to the podcast, you've been enjoying it, they've been sharing it. It fucking means the world to me that you do that. I just wanted to do a podcast because it felt like a good thing to do for me. And the fact that you guys are like listening, taking notes, and making change is like the fucking best. So thank you very much. And then if you know somebody that would benefit from this podcast, I'd recommend, if you know 3 friends, and this could help change their day, forward it on to them. But until next time, peace and pizza, kick today in the dick, and hit life as big as you can. I'll see you tomorrow. To be everything at once, be unblinded, be unlearned, be unbridled and unburned.